They forced me to marry him. Stupid fools were sucked in by his charm. But I knew all along he was evil. No one listened. No one heard me. They never did then. I was just a woman. That violence. It was more than madness. It was a gene. Something deeply ingrained in his soul. An insatiable hunger to own people, to trap them, and spin them like his toys. Yet he was so different in public, so charming and light. Then so heavy when we were alone. So cold, so heavy and so obsessed. That spell. I should never have shown him that spell. Only he could believe it would actually make him immortal. Hang on, I hear him. He's coming again. There's no escape in here. Most of them still scream to be let out. I just keep quiet.
Are we alone again, dear? How lovely. I cherish these marital moments of intimacy, don't you? Now you're going to have to bleed. You know, bleed red like your wolf dog did, my dear. Oh, don't make a fuss. Just a little present for my daylum.